Hello.
Hi, this is Nina at XPO Logistics.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Nina from XPO Logistics. May I have your order number to pull your install?
I don't have it with me.
I can look it up by your phone number.
Sure, 845-765-0029.
And that's the phone number you're calling in on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what appliance is being installed?
I have a gas oven, a Maytag range that's supposed to be converted from natural to propane.
Oh, LT conversion.
Yes.
And this is Susan Staples?
Yes, it is.
And Ms. Staples, could you verify your delivery address and email, please?
6 Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, Place, Beacon, New York, 12508. My email is O as in obsolete, B as in boy, S as in Sam, U umbrella, E elephant, R rat, and Nancy C cat at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm ready for dinner.
Oh. Hello?
Yes. It says freestanding Maytag gas October the 9th. I'm down there.
I'm sorry. I can't. You're breaking up.
Okay. It says October the 9th. Oh, that was of last year.
Right. I have the range that they delivered last year has multiple problems related to it, and they're replacing it with a new range tomorrow. So they're taking this one out and giving me a new one.
So, and this is an exchange. I'm going to put your phone number in.
Okay. Because delivery people, the people that are coming tomorrow and taking this one out and bringing me my new one, they've already contacted me twice today. Mike something.
Mike's Appliances.
Okay, so that's definitely a new order. Oh, 1 month.
Yes.
I need to find that work order.
Okay.
I'm putting your name in.
Okay.
Bear with me. Hold 1 moment.
All right. Oh, I need not hot enough for us.
No broccoli. That's okay.
In the freezer. One of those baggies has broccoli in it. Behind those. Pull that one out, you'll go in the back. It's there. The bags. Right? Can I turn the oven off? Hello?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just simply generating. It's a lot of orders.
Okay.
Let's see. Which one I don't have? I have ending in F94. And this one is 4EO. 4EO F94. So it has to be this one.
It's a Maytag oven or range, a freestander. I mean, the people that were supposed to bring it tomorrow, they've already called and confirmed and contacted me.
I see a extra work order. This has to be the open one. Let's see what it says.
I'm not sure what you mean by an open one.
I mean, the current one. The other ones was from last year. This one is for for February the 12th.
Right, tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is for a uninstall of a gas and install of
right.
And
right.
Convert
take,
to LP.
Right. Take the range out and take the one that's there out and then bring me another one and convert it from natural to LP.
That is correct. It looks like a time frame
between 9 and 11 or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Did you need this order number?
No, I mean, I have it in paperwork down the hall, but I'm just not there right now.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, I'm just responding to the call that was made to my house. So, especially since the other people already called me like 3 times in the last 2 days, and they sent me a text message, and I'm just following up.
Following up on a pre-call,
right? Yep.
Guys, time frame for gas oven.
I think it said 9:30 to 11 or something. They'll call me in the morning.
Change. Yes.
Yep.
It says 9 a.m. to
right.
11 a.m.
Right, something like that, yeah.
And then they'll give you a 30-minute pre-call.
They're on their way, they're going to call me, supposedly.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today? It is for a
gas
oven exchange.
Do you have 6 winning lottery numbers? I just want to know.
I've been seeing so many 3s and 2s today, and so I don't know. It's telling me something.
That's all you can help me with, but I just thought I'd throw it out there.
And I'm not even a lottery person, but when
yeah,
I've been seeing
well,
all these double and
like
triple numbers,
$1 billion, I'd give it a shot, but it never works out.
Oh my!
I know.
That's a bit.
Yeah. So we should be good right now. I mean, if everything works out, they'll give me a call. I hope the weather holds out in my community, but it's supposed to.
How's the weather there?
Well, where are you?
I'm in Alabama.
All right. Well, we got like 30-something inches of snow in the last, like, week and a half. So,
oh,
in divided
weather.
Doses. So, I'm hoping nothing tomorrow. Last I heard, nothing tomorrow. So, that's all good.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, we're good. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Enjoy your
all
evening.
Right. You as well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.